two hosts and an enforcer. It's Rich and Ken with Ted Johnson.
Oh, yes, it is. And you can always call us at 617-779-7937. We love our callers. Christian Arcan in studio with us. And a gentleman who just called in, Mr. Steve in the Truck. Let's go ahead and pull up Steve in the Truck. Steve in the Truck called in a minute ago because he had a massive problem with one of our other callers. Steve, once again, who is the caller that you had a big problem with, and why do you detest this human being?
It's not a problem. It's when a guy gets on the air and he spews out things that's never going to happen, and he constantly does it. Like I said, about a year and a half or so ago, in the ML was coaching, he was talking about bringing Brady back and getting the band back together with Gronk. Stuff like that's never going to happen. Don't talk nonsense. He even does it with the Red Sox.
And who are you talking about, Steve? Who are you talking about?
Paulie. Remember Rocky's brother-in-law? Yo, Paulie?
Yes. I definitely know Paulie. Now, so you think that is a take you've been holding on for a year and a half to that really made you angry, right?
Well, it's just nonsense. It's just total nonsense.
Well,
if you're going to bring something to the table, bring at least.
Yeah, well,
AJ, why is AJ Brown? How does he know AJ Brown's knees have been getting drained all the time? He's full of it. He has no knowledge of that.
Well, Steve, why don't you just sit right there? Because on line two, ladies and gentlemen, it is Paulie.
Good.
Paulie, what's happening, man? You want to respond to this guy?
Yeah, hey, Steve, for starters, I got a Boston College education. I got a Boston College education.
I'm proud of you, brother.
I was named Sports Talk Radio Caller of the Year for the United States in 2005.
Really?
Yeah, I'm going to guess that you got no further than a high school education, and you're not.
Well,
I've never heard of you before.
Paulie,
so you're hardly even a conference on Sports Talk
Radio. I've been listening to talking sports.
I listen to your crap. Now you're gonna listen to me, okay? They drained his
year.
Are you gonna listen to me? They drained his knee twice a week last year. Twice a week. That's a fact. I heard that on another very another sports talk radio station today. All right, from a very reliable source. Twice a week last year. Okay.
Why don't you reveal your source so we can all join in on the fun?
Nobody in the league offered him a one except for the Patriots. The Rams were interested until they saw his knee, and then they backed off. Okay. This is Vrabel's boy. There you got beat. He's not worth more than a three. Other general managers said in the league, he's not worth more than a three. If you want to throw in Kayshon Booty, I'll give you a four. That's it. We got me and Randy Moss for a four, and he was in great condition. All right? Now, your Tom Brady thing? You still with me?
I'm listening
all
to
right.
rhetoric.
You're Tom Brady? Okay. Tom Brady. Who wouldn't have want to have Tom Brady back?
I don't think anybody would have won.
Tom Brady could still play today.
Right.
Okay, he could play at least 50.
Right.
He could still play today.
He got beat in the flag football.
He'd be a top 10 quarterback in the league.
Sure he can.
All
he
right?
just hit once, he'll be
now,
gone.
How many players did Belichick bring back to the New England Patriots that he had let go in the past? A few. Why wouldn't he bring back Tom Brady?
Gentlemen. Steve, I just want to say, Paulie's kind of giving you a beatdown right now, Steve. You going to take this?
Oh, yeah, he's trying anyway.
This ain't the first time, Rich, I've come across the likes of a guy like this. I call
well,
him
you know what,
Paulie?
I listen to all your garbage. Now listen to some of mine, okay?
What I speak is the truth.
I want you to reveal your sources about his
name. Steve, you're making it up. All right? I speak
no, really? Listen, you can
okay.
yell as loud as you want. Doesn't mean you're right, brother.
I'm not always right. Just maybe 90% of the time.
No, you're never right.
I'm ready. Well, very highly respected and well-liked caller. I'm not for my ideas in the business, okay?
Hear that, brother. Now, let me ask you a question, okay?
Paulie just dropped.
Mic drop.
Steve, Paulie couldn't take the heat. Paulie just hung up.
Look, let me make a prediction. I'm sure he's listening. I think they're going to win 11 to 12 games.
All right, so, no, Paul, really, Steve, I don't care anymore. I don't care about that. I just know that, dude, you.
So I won the battle?
I think. Paulie
just
default,
pushed out.
By
I think,
default.
I think Paulie just. He just gave up.
Out.
He couldn't take the heat, Steve. I got a feeling that you right now are king of the callers. King of
well,
the
you know
regular
what?
4 p.m. callers.
Take the heat from a 73-year-old guy.
You know what? If I was Paulie, I wouldn't be able to show my face around anymore unless I was able to somehow get back on the phone and take away that take that crown back, because I don't know if we can take any calls from Paulie anymore. That I really feel bad that
no, you got to keep taking him. I want to keep listening to him.
Okay, oh, I thought you hated him. Now you want him there?
It's
not a point of hate. It's not a point of hate. I just want to listen to the rhetoric. That's all.
Congratulations, Steve.
Oh, hang on.
Steve,
I'm sorry.
Yes, I'm here.
I'm sorry. Turn the music off. This is like a Jason movie where you think you've killed him. On line two, ladies and gentlemen, it's Paulie. Paulie.
Oh, my God.
You know, I thought it got dropped. The line went dead, and I thought it got dropped, so I hung up. I'm back in
doubt. Likely story, Paulie.
Seemed unlike him to do that.
Paulie, that is
on the ropes right now.
Yeah, Paulie.
Steve's on the ropes with all his false accusations. What are you going to say, Steve? Come on, give me some more. Tough guy. Bring me some more, Paulie.
I just... If you let me talk, I will, Big Mouth.
Go ahead.
All right. I just made a prediction. I said I think they win 11 or 12 games this year. I think he has an 1,100-yard season, and he has at least 10 touchdowns. Now, give me what
you think we're headed in the right direction or the wrong direction, Steve?
We're absolutely
headed in the right direction.
I just said we're going in the right direction. Open your ears.
Okay. We disagree again. As fast as you saw that turnaround last year. Now, listen, the faster you saw that turnaround last year, you're seeing the swing pendulum swinging the other way now this time.
Oh, really?
It was exposed in his personal life, all right? And what he was doing, negative.
It has nothing to do with the game.
All right.
Stephen Pauly. Supposed to help the running off, run the running game.
Stephen Pauly. All right. I'm going to pot you down
now
if you don't listen to me. Pot him down.
Now they got sucking in on a deal.
Pauly, shut your mouth for a moment, okay? Listen, I know you're feeling.
Do you one favor, Steve.
All right. Are they both on hold?
They're on hold.
All right. Check on him again. Let's see how he's doing.
Which one?
Put him on.
Both?
Yeah, both. They still talk?
Save your ass.
He's still talking.
I told you.
Paulie.
You got me, Steve.
Paulie, shut
you
your
got
face.
Me, Steve. We're heading in the wrong
place. All right, hold him on hold.
It's like watching a cockfight.
All right, put him on hold. Is Paulie going to still be talking? Let's check on him in 3, 2, 1.
Yo.
Okay, all right.
Steve, you're going to send me saying that you got what
no,
I
No, Paulie, shut up. Shut up for 1 second. Paulie, I want to talk to you. All right. Paulie, are you there? Okay, let's hear. Let's see if he's
later. Yesterday. Big deal.
Jesus, he's still talking. I put them both on, and if they're all still talking, then nobody wins.
Yeah,
all right.
Put them on.
Okay, Paulie and Steve, listen to me, all right?
I'm right here, yep.
I am very proud of both of you. You came on here. You defended your honor. Steve, you called out Paulie, and Paulie, you did not back down. I like that about you. But I think the only
I beat him good.
I don't know.
Steve, you're heading the wrong direction. Take the under.
All right.
I'm going to help you here.
Paulie, shut your face for a second. Paulie, I love you. You got to shut your face. All right. Paulie, listen to me. Here's what we're going to do. In order to finally officially solve this, I think that you guys need to spend some time together. I am right now on Fandango.com. And I am about to buy you both a pair of tickets to The Devil Wears Prada 2. I would like it if you guys together could break bread. You know what? I'll even buy you dinner at Tate. You can have like a nice little dinner out. I'll send you to go see The Devil Wears Prada 2. And then the next day, I guarantee you will see each other in a different light. What do you guys think about that?
I appreciate the offer, but I'm sorry I have to decline.
I don't just come on and start with other people because I'm jealous of them. I don't do that. I let people say what they want.
I'm highly jealous, brother. Believe me,
I don't want to. All right. Well, Paulie and Steve, thank you so much.
I'm going to tell you, take the under.
Enough talking. I'm over it. Okay. Thank you, Paulie and Steve. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Unbelievable.
Can I go to Pat on line 3? Yes. Pat, what's happening, buddy?
I was just wondering what we did as an audience to have to deserve that. I felt like I was stuck. in line at Dunkin' Donuts in South Boston. And oh, my God, that was brutal. Absolutely brutal.
Sorry, Pat.
Thank you, Pat. Let's go to Tim on line four. Tim, what's up, buddy?
Afternoon, boys. You know what? I got to agree with Paulie.
Wow.
I heard the same report that he heard. He not only had two shots last year, but he also missed two games with his knee last year, and he missed four games the year before. And I also, nothing against Steve, but I also agree that they overpaid. Who are they bidding against?
Rams.
You know, a third-round pick would have been fair. A fourth-round pick with Butte would have been fair. But to be giving them a first-round pick when there's nobody else in the world that's bidding against them, and they backed themselves into a corner. They had to trade him because they invested so much in the offseason in the wide receiver position, including the first-round pick. They had to get rid of him. Why are you paying so much when Philadelphia was in a fire sale situation? I hope he has a great season this year, but they overpaid.
Well, Tim, I just got to say, you made Paulie's day, and so because of that, I'm going to send you and Paulie to go see The Devil Wears Prada 2. I've already purchased the tickets, if you would like to do that.
No, I spend my free time at the casino playing poker. Give me a buy-in at the Encore, and I'll go along with it.
Hell yeah, Tim. Thanks for calling, my man.
All right.
Well, that was about as towny as we're going to get for a while. That was. Wow. I've got my fix. I feel like I need to have a roast beef in front of me. We are good to go. North Shore beef, baby. Somebody get me one. You know what? Let's do a little DoorDash so we can feel it. Really feel it firsthand. Oh, man. I think I need a smoke.
Well, you want Turpin instead?
Let's 2 minutes to Turp. We're not going anywhere. 2 minutes to Turp, and we will do that next.